This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
It's good to be with you on Halftime. Phil Elson here, ESPN Arkansas, hitthatline.com. My friend Matt Jones in our ESPN Arkansas headquarters. Christian Johnston with us for the first hour. The C-Unit at C-Controls for the time being. got back to the home studios last night about 10:30. It's a nice day to be around here, Matt. It was a weekend. We actually got all three games in. I was wondering if that might be the case, just looking at the weather in Kentucky over the weekend. But actually, we didn't get much rain at all while we were on the field. And the Wildcats take 2 out of 3, the final two games of the series, only the second series loss for Arkansas this season. You know, and it puts them in a situation where they're still in first place in the West with 6 games left. But because of the difficulty of their schedule and what Kentucky's schedule is coming up, Kentucky's got the 1-game lead in the overall standings, and they certainly have the edge as far as potentially winning an overall SEC regular season championship. But you're looking good today. I got to make sure I start properly. You're looking pretty today. Mm. Happy Monday. That's how I got to start the week with you, I think.
It's a beautiful Monday. It was a really cool weekend. Cloudy, rainy, didn't do much. Ate good. Watched a movie, watched some ball. It was cool, man. And then, bam, it's here. It's Monday. Time to go to work. Let's do it.
That's right. And it's a week where I am not used to being in the same place for 5 days, but that's going to be the case. I don't have a game until Friday. So I don't know what to do with myself without a midweek game this week. Got Little League Baseball as long as the weather holds on Wednesday. We'll see if my son can get a base hit without the opposing coach getting ejected. And outside of that, it's just, you know, there are no more midweek games. You know, we'll go on a long road trip starting next week. Wednesday we'll leave for College Station, 3 at A&M, and then however long they'll be in Hoover. So, you know, sometimes that's a week and a half long road trip. So it's I'm one of these folks that's like a rolling stone gathers no moss. I don't have much. I've got a lot of body hair, but I don't have any moss. I might start growing some these next few days.
Well, it's good to rest up because where you're going, you don't need roads, Phil, and you still got a lot of season left. So it's good to have a good week before you take off to the SEC tournament and then to Omaha, because once it gets here, it'll be here.
Well, obviously, just, you know, a disappointing way to lose a couple of ball games where starting pitching struggled after a fabulous start by Hagan Smith. Bats had some chances. I mean, it's not like they got shut down offensively, but that's kind of the story. When Arkansas loses a game, it's not that they get shut down. It's that there are a few opportunities to score. They end up leaving a lot of runners on base. And, you know, it's certain ball games that, you know, when you look at the final scores in these games against Kentucky, you know, you would have needed 8 to beat them on Sunday. 8's pretty difficult for Arkansas to come around in an SEC game. You know, put up 10 on Friday, which is the most that they've scored in an SEC game. But then the next couple of days, they manage a total of 7. And the guys that weren't left on base on Friday, well, they did get left on base on Saturday and Sunday. So I will say I think this is the best team that Arkansas has played to this point, but I think they knew that going in, you know, just that LSU isn't as good as expected this year. Auburn, I thought, would be better than they are. South Carolina was probably the overall best team Arkansas had played, them or Alabama. But this Kentucky team has they put together some really tough at-bats. You know, they've got a veteran approach because they are veterans. You got a few of them that have played over 200 college games. And to me, that's what made Hagan's start on Friday just so remarkable. You know, to focus on the strikeouts, I guess, is just like a broken record. But Kentucky averages 7 strikeouts a game in SEC games. He struck out 14 in 6 innings. Mm. I mean, it's a team that's contact-oriented that couldn't make contact against him. And then the next couple of days, they did make their contact, and they made a lot of contact. Honestly, now, maybe Kentucky's relief pitching could hurt them at some point, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is their first team since, gosh, I don't know whenever, for them to make it to the College World Series. And a series loss on the road against this team, that's not going to hold Arkansas back from being a top 8 or for maybe making a run to Omaha. But the things that do stand out is that there's no consistent left fielder right now, no consistent designated hitter right now. They had 3 different players start at those two. Well, DH is not a position, but when you have 3 different players start at a position in 3 games, it's almost like, you know, when you're switching quarterbacks at half because you were planning on doing that. When you
our offensive line, like, yes, we were doing last year, like we'll start this tackle, then at halftime we'll start the other tackle. Yeah,
it does have a little bit of that sort of feeling to it. Like if you don't have if you got 3 left fielders, or you got 3 designated hitters, then maybe you don't have one.
And what you're doing right there, Phil, and you're wanting somebody to step up. You know, if somebody will step up and grab it and grab a hold of it, take hold of it, then we'll pencil them in. You just wait, and you're hoping somebody, by giving them opportunity, man, it's just an opportunity. One of you guys step up and grab it, we'll pencil you in there.
Well, I mean, it doesn't get that much easier, but at least you're coming back home. And they're in a position now where I think two more wins is going to cinch Arkansas top 8. Now, I think no matter what right now, they're playing at home in the regionals. They might need a little bit extra, a little bit more to make sure that if you make it through a regional, then you're playing at home afterwards. I think 2 wins can do that, because 17 victories in the SEC, you win 19 in the league. Honestly, you win 20, it's automatic. You win 19, you probably should be a top 8 national seed. So I think the team is different home and road. I think it'll be really difficult to beat twice at Baum. I think they're difficult to beat twice on the road, too. I mean, it's their second road series loss. They have 2 road series wins as well, including one against Carolina, a team that, by the way, had beaten Kentucky 2 out of 3 the week before. So, you know, I mean, you kind of go in circles when you look at things in that perspective. But it was a disappointing series loss. There's no two ways about that. But they didn't get swept. They got a win. They got a win behind a guy that they haven't lost a game yet, which does, I think, in some folks' eyes, and I think it's true, too. They're 12-0 in games started by Hagan Smith. So undefeated when he pitches, which means that the other losses, all eight of them, have come with other starting pitchers. And that includes seven SEC losses, all with a pitcher other than Hagan Smith starting. So I think folks must wonder, do they need to make a change in the rotation? Well, there may end up being a change in the rotation later this week. Could see Gage Wood in there. I don't know if it'll happen this weekend or maybe if they're just looking at potentially starting him in Hoover. But, you know, for the top aspect of the team all season, which has been starting pitching, and there's such a separation between Hagan and everybody else, I think, in the league and nationally, and it's the same, too, on the team. You know, Tigard had a bad game on Saturday. He was really good three starts before that. Mason Molina, the fact that he was as successful as he was at Texas Tech and just the numbers coming out of Texas Tech tells me that he can do better than he's done the last two starts. I don't think there's any doubt. But there is a question as to whether or not you might change something up in the rotation because Molina struggled two times out in a row and had the ankle injury as well. So that's, you know, that's a thing you really feel you got to count on. If you've got a team that struggles to score, well, then you got to balance that with great pitching. And they've gotten great pitching for the most part all throughout the year. It's just, you know, Kentucky, I think, caught the Hogs on a bad weekend as far as the last two starting pitchers are concerned. Tigard couldn't command his fastball, and Molina, after, you know, the home run he allowed on the first inning yesterday was not really on a very bad pitch. It was a fastball at the top of the zone. Maybe he wanted to go out of the zone on 0-2. But Emelian Petre was hitting everything like that in the final two games of the series. So, you know, that is, I think that worries some folks because starting pitching is what's defined this team. And the last two games, you didn't really get great starts. So we'll see what happens this weekend against Mississippi State. We have a lot of time for calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline as we go throughout halftime today. There's just one guest with us. It'll be about an hour. Mike Irwin from Pig Trail Nation will join. So we'll start taking calls during the next segment. If you want to get on, it's open 877-377-6963 for calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Michael from Dallas bringing up the Tom Brady roast. Now, I didn't get a chance to watch. I know it'll be televised. Well, it's not televised. It's on Netflix. It was live yesterday, but I guess it'll always be there. So just judging from some of the bits that I saw on Twitter this morning and some of the reaction to it, it looks like it's something I may need to get my eyes on. Is this something you had a chance to watch at all yesterday, Matt?
Well, you know, I've told you, Phil, and you know this, there's nothing that's it's the coolest sanctuary in the world, and that's an NFL locker room, that's a Major League Baseball, like whatever you call it, however, you know, that's just a cool spot. And I think it's just a little glimpse into the trash talk and how people act, and they'll it's, you know, it's 53 alphas in that locker room, and so it's a lot of people, and you know, if nobody's messing with you, then they don't like you. So it's I didn't watch the thing. All I've done is seen some of the clippets, but that's what it sounded like. Some of the jokes they were saying, like, yeah, that's kind of a locker room type of joke.
Might need to add another couple alphas to your list, make it 55, because two of them were up on stage with him yesterday that I don't think anybody would have expected. Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft were up there too, and they were even cracking jokes about their relationship. The stuff that's come out recently where, you know, Kraft kind of sunk Belichick's opportunity to coach the Atlanta Falcons.
That's the Edelman said. Belichick used to say the kids at Foxborough High could make that play, and now the only job you could get is Foxborough High. No other jobs offer you.
The one, though, that stands out to me, and I get you can't really play it. You got to bleep it out or anything. I don't have any of the clips to play as far as that's concerned, but it was, Jeff Ross making a joke about Kraft and massages?
Something about Deshaun Watson, maybe, the next quarterback.
Well, Brady walked right up to him, and he told him to, don't say anything like that again with an F-bomb thrown in there. So, I mean, they can say anything they want on Netflix, but that was – Brady looked a little bit compared to a Will Smith moment, minus the slap Although I guess, you know, doing it on television like that where everybody can see him get up out of his chair and walk over to him and then say it loud enough for the microphone to hear it, that is kind of like a verbal slap. And Ross just had to have a smile on his face. What is he going to do at that point?
It was pretty tame compared to the Will Smith. But, yes, I thought Ross handled it well. What do you do in a spot like that?
That's exactly right.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
We got a text from Chris on the McLarty Daniel hotline about the Brady roast, that he's not a fan of it, that if he's Brady, he'd want to be more mysterious. It's kind of like Led Zeppelin. But I guess that's different, though. Like, Zeppelin was a performer, a group of performers. And, like, Brady now he's a media member now. It's different when you're a member of the media. You've got to be accessible when you're going to be a member of the media in that way. I mean, look, he is going to be the top analyst on the Fox NFL Sunday broadcast. It's one of the most watched anythings on any screen each week in the country. So, like, you can be mysterious when you're an athlete. And if you want to hide from the spotlight, you can try to do that. I don't know if Brady necessarily was like that to begin with. But when you're a member of the media, like, that's what this was all about. This roast is to humanize him in a way that helps him connect with the American viewing public in a way that I'm not sure if he has connected before.
Well, he's a movie star too. You know, he was in the movie Ted. He was in Entourage. I kind of go back to something Coach Calipari said about being a brand. It's his name. You know, whatever school he goes to, it's still Coach Calipari. That's Tom Brady. It's the TB12. It's wherever he goes, he's the brand name. And so it's just like, to your point, that's all he's doing is just magnifying his brand a little more.
Just, I think about some of the great athletes who became media members that became synonymous with covering the sport. Bradshaw was the first someone who's going to bring up. You know what I mean? But he had that kind of personality where, you know, he couldn't avoid a microphone. You know, he put out his country albums. You know, he loved to talk. And so it made sense. Like with Barkley, Charles Barkley and the NBA, like, that's the same thing. As somebody that was incredibly talkative and entertaining off the court, while he was one of the most exciting people to watch on the court. Shaq was the same way too. I never viewed Tom Brady like that. So it's not like Shaq didn't need a roast. I mean, he already had a diss rap battle with Kobe Bryant. I mean, that's going to speak for itself. Charles didn't need a roast. He was already, I mean, he and MJ were roasting each other on the court in front of anybody that had seats to hear it. Brady needed the roast because there's just something about him. And I never liked him when he played for the Pats, but that's only because he played for the Patriots and they beat my Steelers in the AFC title game like three times. That's the only reason. If he was on my team, I'd have loved him. If he didn't beat my team, I probably would have been an admirer.
It's
too.
Another TB12. Well, you know? it's the same thing as Terry. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Same number, but not the same personality. I feel like every moment that Bradshaw is on camera is ready for a roast because he's always been ready to make fun of himself. So I know this just kind of humanizes him in a way where it's like, all right, kids, go to sleep. We're watching the Tom Brady roast without you. You never had to worry about that with Bradshaw.
It's like the Dane Cook special, you know. But hurry up, we gotta go. It's on HBO.
Well, I guess at some point I gotta get on top of that and watch it because, I mean, I used to like watching old roasts, you know, like with Dean and Sammy Davis Jr. and I mean they had Dean Martin. I mean, the Dean Martin roasts I think are legendary. They might still be trying to sell those on Time Life.
They said at first the only tight end's job was to block somebody, catch the football, and don't murder.
Can we have a Matt Jones roast at some point? What do you think?
Hey, I did the only roast I've been part of. There was about eight of us, and we roasted your boy David Basil. It's about a decade ago. And here's one thing I found out. So I actually got up there and had I don't know, I wrote down three different little things about him. It was okay, you know, as much as it can be. But here's the thing I found out is if you go to the roast and you're roasting and you're there, you're free game.
You're totally fair.
Somebody's
game.
You're getting roasted. Every single person up there got roasted on. So you gotta, once you commit, you gotta be all in.
But in front of eight people, it's just a little bit different than if you're in front of a crowd.
We had Spike TV. I don't even think they're a thing anymore, but they were there. Yeah.
Spike TV was there for this?
No, but
they should have been. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's David Basil, right? Everybody knows about David Basil that puts on Spike TV. Something had to have been about the whiteness of the teeth, the tanness of the skin, and the size of the trophy
and his
compared
Elvis
to the size
couch.
Of other things.
Yep, his Elvis couch. You know, what kind of theme music you playing? Is he trying to make out? You know, what are you doing? It was, man, there was all sorts of stuff. Basil was a good sport, and it's kind of a rite of passage. It's kind of like you've kind of made it. You know, once they're doing a roast of you, it's like you've kind of set, right? You're kind of doing your thing.
Yeah, they don't roast lackeys.
Your father was a slacker. You can turn out just like a slacker like him.
That's your second. That is your second.
I haven't seen that one in a while.
Back to the Future reference that you've gone to here. Be careful, because all you said where you're going. You told me where I'm going. I don't need roads. They were wrong about that. 2016. Like, that's one of the things that they were wrong about with that movie. Though I did see a story recently about there are like flying cars on the way. They might be the right now. There are flying cars that are being tested. Are we ready? And at some point, like the Back to the Future 2, we'll be right about that. You will have your little like highways above us here. It's coming. It'll come during our lifetime. You watch. Mm. Hey, the Cubs won a World Series. That happened.
Sweep over Miami.
The Marlins, the Miami got a baseball team. That happened. Do we have self-drying jackets yet?
Those shoes came out.
The shoes came out.
Keep it. I got a pit bull now.
Right.
You bozo. Those don't work over water unless you have power.
I do hope that Baz got a trophy after his roast, too. That's right. And Greg in Farmington. It's like now you just want to go back and watch any sort of roast involving comics with filthy mouths. He points out, and I didn't know about this one, could you imagine Robin Williams roasting Richard Pryor?
I figured Bill Burr would be there. He's a Bostonian. Mark Wahlberg, I didn't see either any clips of those two cats. Figured they might be. Bill Burr's funny. He don't care. He does. He's kind of like your boy Ricky Gervais. I mean, he really doesn't care. They really don't care.
Since I'm home all week, I've got the kids with me too. Is this NC-17? What do we think here? Probably so. I got an 11-year-old. I got a daughter who's turning 15 soon. Look, they can see anything that happened at that roast on whatever social media apps. I mean, my son doesn't get on any social media outside of YouTube. My daughter's on TikTok and Insta and all of that, so I'm sure she's already seen some of this stuff. You can't really shield your kids if you let them have social media, can you? I guess that's how it works. All right, give me the phone. Yeah, that's it. That's the end of that. The Tom Brady roast is what put us over the top. We can't let it happen anymore.
TV12, man, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle.
That's right.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Hickey & Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in MENA and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hull Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit KevinHickeyLaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Well, he might be on vacation, but Mike Irwin is still good enough to give us some of his time from Pig Trail Nation. Got him on the McLarty Daniel hotline today. Mike, where have your vacation travels taken you? Or are you traveling at all?
Yes, I was traveling. I watched the Friday night Arkansas and Kentucky baseball game on my cell phone in a motel room in Denton, where I went to college. I spent Friday just walking around looking at my old places where I lived and buildings that aren't there anymore and some that are still there. And then the next day, I had to go to Fort Worth for my aunt's funeral. She was 96 years old, and she was, of course, living there when I was going to college. She was living in Fort Worth. And so I pulled up to the funeral home early and watched the game on my phone in my car before that. And then I went to Lubbock after that and watched the Sunday game at my sister's house because she gets ESPN3. So I watched all three games, or most of all three games, two of them on my phone.
So, all right, so losing 2 out of 3 to Kentucky knocks Arkansas out of first place overall in the league, but I don't know if it's really changed anything as far as the postseason picture is concerned. But it does, I think that's the best team Arkansas has played this year. Still having trouble knocking in runs. We left a lot of men on base the last couple of games, but we've seen that. What we hadn't seen are back-to-back poor starting pitching performances from a team that really kind of needs good starting pitching game by game.
Yeah, that's been one of the hallmarks all year long, and I think one of the two, you know, either Molina or, you know, one or two of those guys have struggled. I mean, Hagan Smith's been solid all year long, but when both of them just go a few innings, give up a lot of runs, it puts a lot of pressure on your bullpen. I really question that decision to bring McIntyre in game 3. I know he did it early, but he'd already pitched. He's just not pitching well right now, and that really started the problems. And you know, they were down, I think, 3 runs, and then suddenly they were down 6 runs or whatever, and it was just kind of over because you're not getting enough hits. And so they've relied on pitching all year long, and is it going to be there? Is it going to continue to be there, and what's the hitting going to be like? Because it's hit and miss. Some games, like the Friday game, they hit well, and in other games they don't. It's a very unpredictable team to be a top 2 or 3 team all year long. It's just been a very unusual season. But all four of those teams, A&M and Tennessee and Kentucky and Arkansas, are just knotted right there together. And, you know, it's all going to be decided the next 2 weekends. I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but I'm not sure it really matters. I talked about that last week. I mean, what really matters is who's in your regional, who's your 2 seed, and is there a real dangerous 3 seed? Because sometimes there is. And then who's on the other side of the bracket if you win that? Who's your super regional opponent? So, you know, that's just the way it is.
Well, so maybe there's a change to the weekend rotation this next weekend. Maybe it's Gage Wood, and maybe he'd be going in for Mason Molina. But if that is the case, it's the first real change in the entire season for the starting rotation. Where you're seeing a lot of change is in the lineup. And I could go through the 10 years that I've called Arkansas baseball, and I'd be hard-pressed to find any series where there were 3 different left fielders and 3 different designated hitters. Those are spots in the lineup where glove be damned in a lot of cases. You got to get out there and you got to hit. And when I see 3 different starters in each of those spots in the lineup, that tells me that maybe you don't have one. You know, you're trying to, Dave's playing numbers and things like that. Usually you just like to pencil somebody in to designated hitter and to left field. Nobody's taking the reins of either of those spots in the lineup.
Yeah, I think he's still just kind of going back and forth trying to figure out what his post is. I think he'll settle on something once postseason starts, and I still think he's just trying to figure it out, making those changes. And like you say, defense be damned, I think we're seeing some evidence of that. There were some miscues out there in the outfield. Not a lot, but some, and they've been so solid. And but you sometimes pay a price when you try to get better hitting and you know, put somebody back there that may not quite be the defender, but he's got some decisions to make, and I think he'll make them right before the regional starts. And I think you'll see it settle down at that point, but maybe not. I don't know.
Mike, who would be your starting left fielder? We had three different ones in three different games. Who do you like the best out there?
Man, this is why he's Dave Van Horn and I'm who I am. I don't know. You know, I like Jason Jones out there some because he hits some, but then he's inconsistent. I'm still thinking the same thing with center field. Wilmsmeyer was a hell of a center fielder. He just didn't hit much. You know, I'm glad I don't have to make those decisions. I mean, I question him bringing Will McIntyre in when he did, but at the same time, that's what he gets paid to do. And it's real easy to sit and second guess him, and you really start to ask yourself when you're doing that, what am I doing? This guy, look at his reputation as a college baseball coach, and you're second guessing this guy when you're a media bozo. Come on, you know, that's just sort of that's my life.
It's just a different position than they've been in, because think of how many years where you knew who your left fielder was, you knew who the designated hitter was going to be. You basically knew almost everybody in the lineup and who was going to play what position and where they did in the lineup. You just didn't know who was going to start on Saturday or start on Sunday sometimes. You'd have two TBAs at times, even for the team that was number one all season long. Sometimes there'd be a couple of the TBAs on the weekend, you know. So it's just different that now the TBA is in those two spots and in center field, you know. And I know a lot of folks are like, all right, so we got to change our approach. They got to do something to get the bats going. And sometimes I look at it, in this way, they played 48 games or 49 games. After 49 games, I think you are what you are. And this is what they are. I think there'll be some games where 8 to 10 might happen, but you just wouldn't expect it to happen two or three times in a weekend like some others. But what I think you do expect and what you need is Hagen Smith to do what he does, and that's what he does, which is so amazing that he's been so consistent. And it's like, so look at the start he made on Friday, Mike. Kentucky had been averaging 7 strikeouts a game in the SEC. You know how difficult that is to make that kind of contact against that kind of pitching 7 weeks into the season, and yet Hagen just missed so many bats. I mean, I don't know what, 30 swings and misses or something. It was incredible to watch.
Incredible. Yeah. And then when you talk, I feel like, and maybe this is wishful thinking, but I feel like Kendall Diggs is just kind of on the edge of breaking out of that. The Friday game, real promising, and it kind of, and I think he got an RBI yesterday. You think that's what has to happen. Because he seems to keep coming up when there are two men on or two in scoring position or whatever. It just seems like every time you turn around, he's the guy that's got to deliver some RBIs. And he hasn't been, and he finally did, and you just hope that continues.
Hey, Mike, do you watch the Kentucky Derby? There was some Arkansas connections with Mystic Dan.
Yeah, I tried to, but, you know, I don't know how the guy calls that. Do you? Have you ever asked yourself how a guy does that with all those horses and stuff, and they're coming around, and I couldn't tell what happened.
It's the same answer as how you get to Carnegie Hall. Practice, man. Practice.
I guess. But, wow, what a job to have to do that. But they do a great job. But I guess I thought he lost, and then he didn't, and I guess that made a lot of Arkansas people happy, especially since Sam Pittman was there. And, you know, there's this thing going on between Arkansas fans and Kentucky fans. I don't know how long that's going to go on. It's pretty funny to watch them go at each other on the internet. You know, you're going to find out about this guy. I don't care how good his class is. And, you know, he doesn't know what to do with these guys. Well, thank you, but we don't need your advice. It's pretty funny.
Do you think there's just a little bit of that because of who Coach Cal came to? If he would have went to UCLA, but the fact that he stayed in conference, in division, going to a rival, do you think that just kind of pours a little salt in the wound?
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be interesting when they play each other. And we talked last week. I think they'll probably play twice next year, so that'll be good. I'm still not sure about this recruiting class. He's got six, and there was this story, I don't know if you guys read it, about this latest guy that he's looking at that apparently was interviewed and said that Coach Cal Perry was approaching it from the standpoint, I'm recruiting you to Coach Cal University, not Arkansas. And there was some thought that would offend Razorback fan. I don't think they care. Whatever recruiting tactic he wants to do, I understand that process. You're saying, I'm still the same guy I was at Kentucky. I'm just at a different school. Nothing's going to change. Come here and play for me, and then once you get here, you're going to find out how great it is to be a Razorback.
And I mean, that's an understanding of something we've hit on so much. Look how many of the players that already had committed to him, or, you know, Big Z that played for him, and others that are thinking about coming to play for him that were at Kentucky last year. I mean, that's if you hire John Calipari, this just goes along with the territory. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It just means you're getting a different kind of player, and they're going to play at your school because of who the coach is. That happens to be, I think, the way it is for probably about 85% of student athletes right now.
What I get from most Razorback fans right now is they're still worried about the seven spots that have to be filled. You know, they just get nervous about that. Okay, we got six. The portal's closed. They're grabbing all these good players out. Are there any good players left? So you have to make phone calls and try to find out, you know, and I always call Courtney Mims of our staff because her dad's a D2 coach and he knows all these coaches. And I just talked to her this morning and she said her dad said, look, when it comes to guys in the portal, you can't look at these portal rankings because those are media people ranking, not coaches. And coaches, some guy might be all the way down in the portal and he's really somebody you really want. He said there's even D2 guys that are going to end up at D1 schools that are going to do well because they've been on the D2 level and they've played well, and coaches know what they can do. They look at their body of work. So he said, there's no real worry about how Cal's going to finish this thing out. There's just plenty of guys still out there, and he's going to do what he's always going to do. He's going to take his time. There's no rush. He's got some things going on in the background. Now, the one thing that people are questioning is when Johnny Tyson said in his interview the other day that he did not provide any NIL money. His money all went to pay Coach Cal's salary. Now people are starting to say, well, where's the money coming from? And have they run out? Are they going to run out? All of this. With fans, there's always things to worry about.
Well, yeah, I don't think that'll ever change. Mike, how much longer are you on vacation? When you get back, I was going to call it the tube, but there isn't. Well, YouTube, I guess that could count. When are you back on the tube?
I will be back next Monday, a week from today.
Okay. We'll be looking
time
for you
to do then. You guys will be the first people I talk to after I get back.
Well, we're looking forward to it then, Mike. That's good. That's right. That's a big Ric Flair, a small Ric Flair. Woo. Thanks, Mike. Enjoy the rest of vacation, okay?
We'll see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Irwin, Pig Trail Nation, with us here on Halftime. Mike also found on his trip to North Texas, Matt, I guess he had his first ever In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, I was going to say 72-ounce ribeye, but In-N-Out Burger. So they're making it this way. They're coming east.
They've been in Texas for a long time now. It's been over 20 years, I think.
I don't know why I thought Whataburger was a Texas thing. But
it is.
Okay.
It is. It's just In-N-Out Burger is too now.
It's on the come. I like it.
California, like it. Then Arizona, then
I've never
Texas.
Had an In-N-Out Burger.
Guess what? It's just as okay in Texas as it is in California.
That Whataburger in Russellville, that's the one that's pretty good. What do you got? A CJ's? You got a David's Burger there in Little Rock? Mm-hmm. Purple Cow? They still got Purple Cow?
Oh yeah.
Man, you can't beat a good burger. Get a double cheeseburger, some fresh jalapenos, maybe a splash of some mustard and some barbecue sauce. Mm.
Or a little animal style. Does that sound about right? That's the one that
I
would
like
order.
Is that like sauteed onions and mushrooms? Is that animal style?
I think that's exactly. I think it's got a special sauce and onions on it, too.
Oh, my goodness. It's lunch. I'm getting hungry now.
Got the most overrated fries on earth.
Try the new Traveler Whiskey, a Chris Stapleton and Harlan Wheatley collaboration. A great buy. Also, Hard Truth, Sweet Mash, Bourbon, and Rye are available. Only at Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
All right, Matt. What's on the schedule today? Got more than a couple, man. You got two NBA playoff games. Pacers and Knicks.
They're going for vice champions of the Eastern Conference.
T-Wolves and Nuggets. Wait, we have a vice champion?
They're going to be vice to Boston. Yeah, so they're just whoever wins this series will be vice champions of the Eastern Conference. Yeah, they'll be second
runner-up.
That
T-Wolves Nuggets
series. But if you're vice
incredible.
Champions of the conference, does that sort of make you like speaker of the house for the overall NBA champion?
Yeah, you and Newt. Y'all can get up there and speak it out.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Denver's in a must win, Phil. Well, yeah. I know you were gone this weekend doing your thing on the baseball diamond, but Denver, they pulled the Amber Heard, and Minnesota had a guy named Heald. He stepped up and kind of was
Buddy Heald. He was
it wasn't Buddy Heald. He definitely plays for a different team. No, I'm sorry. It's Reed. It's Reed. Nas Reed. He's a center, but
Nas Reed.
He was 7 of 11, 16 points. Kind of stepped up for him because the baller. I mean, Ant-Man, 43 points on 17 of 29 shooting. They didn't have an answer for him either. So it's a must win for Denver tonight.
I remember Nas Reed. He was LSU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He played at LSU. You got a full slate of Major League Baseball games, NHL playoffs as well. All available to put a little money on if you want to on the Bet Sarazen app. Works on your Apple iPhone. Just download from the App Store. Android users can get it on Google Play. Any web browser as well. BetSarazen.com. Make sure you're inside the borders of the state of Arkansas in order to utilize Bet Sarazen. Rudy Gobert is questionable for the game. Had his first kid. If your kid's born, potentially, you got to take the game off, right? Is that okay in the playoffs?
He is from France. Maybe they do things a little different over there.
I think they have a little more of family leave.
They all have nannies over there, right? Yeah. Sorry, child. Daddy has to go to work. We got to pay for this lavish lifestyle. I'm going to put it in your college tuition fund, but let me go. I got to go earn this living.
Man, that would be a difficult thing to figure out. I mean, I had my kids were born in the middle of a minor league baseball season. It was regular season games. If it was postseason, I mean, you don't need me as a broadcaster, so I guess I would take that kind of thing off. At some point, I'm going to face that. At some point, I'm going to have to take games off for graduations. You know, I mean, you got kids that are graduating high school. It happens in May. I'll have to miss Razorback baseball games. I am not used to that. I don't like missing games. But there's just certain moments that you never get back. Now, you know, the kid won't remember whether or not you're there when he or she is born, but your kids do remember if you're there at graduation, if you're there at a wedding, if you're there at a big event that only happens once. So, I don't know. Hopefully he makes the decision that he's most comfortable with, because it only says that he is questionable for the game because his first kid's being born. Outside of that, man, I don't know if I got much else. You got your new power forward, Adu Tierro. You got your new women's basketball, not top assistant, but assistant coach, Nick Bradford, a guy from Fayetteville. Got a couple of announcements here, it looks like, from Dave Van Horn from the Swatters Club. Hunter Dietz will miss the remainder of the season, and so will Colin Fisher. Fisher is having surgery. And it looks like it was a UCL tear. So either have the brace operation or the Tommy John surgery. The brace operation is what Dylan Carter had, which is why he was back less than a year after the surgery occurred. With Dietz, I think it just looks like they're going to have him. He's going to undergo another procedure on his elbow. Okay, 4 to 6 months he'll be out. So it's a couple of lefties that I think Arkansas was hoping would be healthy for this point of the season, but they're not. And that's halftime for a Monday. Matt, good to be back with you, man. That's right. We do the quickest but loudest Ric Flair woo possible. Good to have the C-Unit and Ty in studios today. Thank you both very much for what you do. And make sure you stay tuned for Ruskin and Zach. And we've got the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast coming out in just a few moments. And we're back for another award-winning edition of Halftime tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So we'll see you then. For Matt, for the C-Unit, for Ty, I'm Phil. Get up, get out, and get better.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.